Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and I'm so glad you've joined me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want us to talk about why do all things work together for good? You and I have heard Romans 8:28 a million times if you're like me and you grew up in church, and yet we seem to use it in so many weird kind of ways. Well, Romans 8:28 is, it's well memorized and it's well quoted, and when we get to it and we say, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purposes, it can indeed bring comfort or direction and hope to believers any day or every day. But it's also one of the most misquoted and misunderstood verses. So let me share a few things that I really believe are important for Romans 8:28, including loving God and being called to his purpose. You see, I think this is at the heart of Romans 8:28. For us to understand the truth of this scripture, we have to recognize it is a promise for believers, true believers. Folks who are living for Jesus, not folks who claim to believe in God, but they're living like Satan. The verse says, to those who love God and are doing their best to obey his commands, even though bad, sad, wicked, evil, terrible things touch our life, it's saying God's going to use them to ultimately bring about good that are in your life and around your life. Secondly, Romans 8:28 doesn't mean all things are going to be good. No matter how rose-colored your glasses are or how half full your cup is, there's nothing good about cancer, sex trafficking, or death. Until Jesus comes back and conquers Satan once and for all, sin will continue to drag around and just poison us and destroy so many lives all around our world, damaging people and families in its wake. But the truth of Romans 8:28 should also remind us that even though sin and Satan are powerful, God is more powerful, in the sense that Satan has power, but God has authority. He's able to redeem, he's able to restore, and he can do that with anything for our good and for his glory. All things may not be good, but God can and will use all things for his good and our glory, or our good and his glory. Listen to Romans 8:29. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. The last thing I want to remind you is how important this verse is. You know, I read years ago in a book, and I can't even remember the book, but I remember the quote, God allows everything into our lives for one of two purposes, either to bring us into a relationship with himself, or if we already know him, to make us more like him. Wow. Listen to me, friend. I really believe with all my heart, as long as we live in this world, people are going to attempt to reconcile God's sovereignty with human suffering. But this scripture reminds us and should assure us that no suffering is wasted, and God is always at work for our good and his glory. And when we can't comprehend why these things come into our life and why we struggle to imagine that anything good could come from them, you can rest in the security that our God is in control and he has you in the palm of his hand on this day. Rest assured, my friend, that God has you today, and he is going to use everything for your good. And when he does, it won't happen necessarily today, but he will allow things to work together for the good of those who love him. Love him today and trust him even more. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast, just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week. I trust you'll share them on your social media platforms. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.